Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 21st, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Last week, we reported an increase in protests and attacks against American citizens in international locations other than our layover cities. This week, tensions between China and Japan have flared up surrounding a group of uninhabited islands in the East China Sea. Demonstrations have been held throughout mainland China and Hong Kong and within several miles of our layover hotels. While these protests are not anticipated to affect flight attendants in these destinations, caution and situational awareness should always be practiced. Remember to refrain from observing any protest or demonstration, avoid large groups, and refrain from any visible displays of jewelry, wallets, watches, etc. to the extent possible. Keep a low profile. If you do encounter a threat, it is important that you report the crime to the local police and to corporate security at United Airlines. Please review common safety practices posted on our website that should be observed not only when traveling abroad, but at all times. The first step in the annual vacation bidding process is the assignment of reserve letters. Section 10A of our contract requires that 2013 reserve letters be assigned and posted in domiciles in September, which is the month prior to the start of vacation bidding. The list establishes the top 25% of the domicile who are exempt from reserve rotation and assigns A or B to all flight attendants with more than 5 years seniority. Reserve letter lists, otherwise known as AB reserve rotation letter lists, are scheduled to be available in the domicile around September 29, 2012. These reserve letters become effective for the February 2013 schedule month. Chicago Teacher Union overwhelmingly voted to end their 7-day strike after they secured provisions to extend Chicago school day, empowering principals to hire teachers they want, softening the new teacher performance evaluation process, and winning job protections. The strike marked the first strike by the nation's third biggest school system since 1987. We commend our sisters and brothers at the Chicago Teacher Union for standing together to achieve what they need to teach and to provide their students the resources they deserve to better learn. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.